Siguro ni tayo giliraj ko pinaju Gauranga Karuna Koro Dino Hino Jane Gauranga Karuna Koro Dino Gauranga Karuna Koro Mosamo Patita Prabhu Nahi Trihuane Dante Trina Dori Gora Daki He Tomara Daki He Tomara Kripa Kori Esho Ama Ridaya
Everyone together.
Gauranga Karuna Koro Dinahina Jane Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Deva Rati Mati Bhave Bhava Prema Kopa Tarudata Braja Raja Nandana Radhika Jivana Dana Aparupa He Sabakata Nava Dweepe Abhatari Radha Bhavi Angikari Tanya Kanti Angira Bhushana Tina Bancha Abhilasi Sachi Gavi Parakashi Sangilana Parishada Gana Gora Hari Avatari Premier Avadada Kori Sadila Manera Tina Kaja Radhikara Pranapati Kiva Bhave Kande Niti Iha Bhuje Bhakata Samaja Radhikara Pranapati Kiva Bhave Kande Niti Iha Bhuje Bhakata Samaja Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Uttama Adama Kichuna Vachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Uttama Adama Kichuna Vachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Ridaya Dariya Bola Hey Premananda, hey mana Goranga, Hridaya Dariya Bola Baja Goranga, Ka Goranga, La Gorangera Namare Baja Goranga, Ka Goranga, La Gorangera Namare Chejana Goranga, Baje Sehoyamara Pranare Che jana goranga bhaje se hoya mara pranare. You Shaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Prema Vidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hema Vidibhya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rishapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Yanaptam Karma Nishtayana Cha Samadhi Gatam Yattapo Dhyana Yogair Vairagyais Chyaga Tatpa Stuti Virapina Yattarkitam Chapi Kaschit Govinda Prema Bhajam Apina Chakalitam Yad Brahashyam Swayam Tan Nam Naeva Pradurasid Avatarati Pare Yattratam Nomi Ghoram Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So we're trying to analyze something about this conversation between Sri Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So yesterday we got to the first verse and we got a little stuck on that. And today I hope that we can finish the first verse and maybe go on to the next few. It's a very, very big subject matter. So Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy that Pada Shloka Sadhira Ninoy, you please explain what is the best thing and give some pramana for that. That's our Vaishnav system. Yesterday someone gave me a message that some devotees were requesting that we should give some translation for these prayers that we're reciting in the morning. It would take a few days to do that properly. So you please forgive us. This is just our Mangalacharana from our Guru Maharaj. So we have these little booklets. You can read that or someone can explain it to you perhaps. So Ramananda Roy, he replied to Mahaprabhu with this verse from Vishnu Purana. Vanashrama Charavata Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Aradyate Panta Nanyatato Shakarnam. That this is the only way to please Lord Vishnu. This is a Shastra Pramana. The only way to please Lord Vishnu is Suvarna Ashram. But Mahaprabhu, he replied, Eho Bhaya. This is external. Agikaha Ar. So this is a little bit of a difficult thing for us to understand, as we described something yesterday, because Thakur Bhaktivinod, he emphasized something about Vanashram. But as we said yesterday, he was not emphasizing Asura Vanashram. He was emphasizing Daivi Vanashram. And as we read from Srila Prabhupada yesterday, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he rejected Vanashram as bhaya, external, because there's no information about the Supreme Lord. Simply it's some worship of the Lord in a vague way, in his form as a virat roop. Daivi Vanashram is a very different thing. And then Daivi Vanashram, as we mentioned, three types of sadhaks, the Swanishita, the Parinishita, and the Nirapeksha. The Parinishita Sadhaks, they may take help from Vanashram. In this regard, we should cite the 11th verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a very, very important verse, which gives us some clue how to understand this point. Rupa Goswami is described there, Anya Bilasita Shunyam. All your nonsense should be Shunya if you want to have bhakti. And then he says, Jnana Karmadi Anabritam. This bhakti should not be covered with jnana and karma. Jiva Goswami, in his commentary in this verse, raises an interesting question. Why is a word, Anabritam, uncovered, used instead of Shunyatam, for jnana and karma? This is an important point and it's relevant to this discussion. He says because some types of gyan and some types of karma may be helpful for bhakti, but they should not cover bhakti. And he said there's two ways that gyan and karma may cover bhakti. One way is, when he says gyana karma adi, the word adi is also significant because adi, karma means vanashram, and adi means etc. It means also doing sacrifices, it means performing austerities, all these other things. They may have some benefit, but they shouldn't cover bhakti. And they may cover bhakti in one of two ways. Someone may say, oh, I have to do my performance of vanashram. If I don't do vanashram, then I won't get bhakti. But bhakti is independent. Bhakti sanjayata bhaktya. Krishna tells Uddhava in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. Bhakti comes from bhakti. Srila Prabhupada used to say that life comes from life. Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. The Brihannaradiya Purana states that bhakti comes from the bhakta. Bhakti is not the vritti of the paramatma vaibhav jivas. This is a very technical thing, but Jiva Goswami says this in Bhakti Sandarbha. Those jivas in the material world who originate from paramatma, bhakti is not their vritti. So they have to get that bhakti from the Sarup Shakti, therefore Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. The holy name in bhakti descends to the spiritual world, to this material world, from the spiritual world. And bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena bhajayate comes through the medium of Krishna Kripa Srimurti, Sri Gurudev. So if someone is thinking that I have to do vanashram, otherwise I won't get bhakti, then their attitude is covering bhakti. It's covering the glories of bhakti, because bhakti is swarat. Bhakti is independent. It's not dependent on anything. It's not dependent on vanashram. The second way that karma and gyan, vanashram, may cover bhakti is that someone may think, oh, I'll do bhakti, and by doing bhakti, then I'll become properly situated within vanashram. Or by doing bhakti, I'll get some karma. I'll get some good karma, some subha karma, I'll get some gyan. So this is also covering the glories of bhakti, because bhakti is our ultimate goal. So Mahaprabhu rejected vanashram for these reasons. Now someone may question, but then why the verse describes that nanyat tat tosha karanam? The word tosha is used. Some satisfaction is given to the Lord. This is an interesting point. An example may be given. A father becomes pleased if he sees that his son is a law-abiding citizen and is cooperating with the state. He's pleased by that. But is his son really doing anything for the father? It's an impersonal kind of thing. He may not be doing anything for the father, but at least he's following the rules and regulations of society. So the father is somewhat pleased by that. So nanyat tat tosha karanam. Lord Vishnu in the Virat Roop may get some pleasure in this sense, but it's nothing directly for the pleasure of the Lord. So Mahaprabhu said, Eho bhaya, age ka'ar. This is external. You should say something more. So then, Ramananda Roy said, that Krishna karmarpana sarva sadyasar. That the essence of everything is Krishna karmarpana, to offer things to Krishna. And he quoted a verse from the Gita, Yat karoshi yadasnasi yajjahosi didasi yat yat tapasyasi kunteya tat karusha mararpanam. That all that you do, all that you eat, everything that you offer, any austerities that you perform, any sacrifices, all these things should be done is an offering to the Lord. But again, Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhaya, this is also external. How is this external? Again, this is in a very important verse which Srila Prabhupada quotes many, many times. And he enjoins us that we should offer everything to Krishna. How do we see this thing as external? In the context that Ramananda Roy is giving it here, if people were to just read the Gita or hear this instruction on their own without anything else, it's not enough. And in this regard, Srila Prabhupada, he's commented that this Vanashram conception is a conception of the Virat Roop. And this Karmarpana is also the same kind of conception. There's no clear understanding of the Lord. So Prabhupada writes, he says it's lacking a clear idea of the personality of Godhead. So he rejected it. Thakur Bhaktivinoda has written a very wonderful book, Chaitanya Sikshamrita, which I would highly recommend to anyone who wants to preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therein he's giving all the siddhantas of our line in a very nice way. And he speaks about this Vanashram, as we touched on some of his comments yesterday. He says that this Vanashram is necessary for conditioned souls. If someone has material desires, he said, they must follow all the rules and regulations of Vanashram. But he also clearly describes that at a certain point, we have to give up those things. Otherwise, Vanashram may cover bhakti. Vanashram may be helpful. You're following the rules and regulations of Varnanashram. You may get up early in the morning. You may take a bath. These are helpful things. You may do your Sandhya Vandana, chant your Gayatri Mantra, which is also part of a Brahma Karma, the business of a Brahman. And you do that 3 times a day strictly. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that at a certain point, those activities of Varnanashram may become an impediment to your bhakti. And he gives an example. He says, you may be listening to some Hari Katha, some Krishna Katha, and it's very, very nice. And while you're listening, the time to perform your Sandhya Vandana, to chant your Gayatri Mantra, comes. So you may find that annoying because you may have some Katha Ruchi. No, I want to hear this thing. And so you may disregard that important injunction that you should strictly chant your Gayatri Mantra at the 3 sandhya, the 3 times of the day. You may find that to be an obstacle for bhakti. So you may reject that thing. This is Niyama Agraha, Bhaktivinoda says. If we place too much stress on the rules and regulations, he says this bhakti is like a ladder. And as we progress up a ladder, you, out of necessity, you have to give up the previous rung. So Mahaprabhu saw all these things are external. You have to give them up. If we remain too attached to them, then in Krishna Sanhita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we may fall prey to the obstacle in bhakti, which is represented by the demon Dhenukasura. And Bhaktivinoda says a very startling thing in Krishna Sanhita, I'll read to you. Ass-like devotees who are simply interested in the regulated principles and who are under the control of gross discrimination are unable to attain a higher platform. Vaishnava principles are so unlimitedly exalted that those who simply remain entangled in the regulated process without endeavoring to understand the science of attachment are comparable to ordinary fruit of workers. Therefore, until the ass, Dhenukasura, is killed, one cannot advance in the science of Vaishnavism. Dhenukasura, he's a donkey. And he's limited in his abilities.
When he sees that the cowherd boys are going and they're climbing the nice tall trees to get their fruits, he becomes envious. And what does he do? You know, the donkeys, they like to sing. They consider themselves very, very good singers. Well, not everybody else appreciates it. So when he sees, when Dinakasura sees they're all climbing this tree, I can't climb it, then what does he do? He starts complaining, hee-haw, 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 and making a very unpleasant noise. So persons who have the demoniac mentality of Dinakasura, who are falling prey to this niyama agraha, or being too attached to the rules and regulations, they start making a braying sound and complaining, why you're not following Sanjaya Vandana properly, you're not doing this thing properly. I know we live in Orissa and we go to Jagannath Puri very often, and there's a lot of Brahmins there, as we said yesterday, who are smarta but not necessarily smarter. And they become very excited sometimes if they see the devotees, for example, doing Harinam and wearing shoes. They seem to know this is not good, you're not supposed to do this, the rules and regulations say this thing. They don't understand that we have to give up some of these things if we want to progress further. So even yat karosi yat asnasi yat jahosi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi kunti yat tapkumakun. That takuru samanarpanam. Even this thing is not enough. And in this regard, also in Krishna Sanghita, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he gives the example of the Brahmins, the Yajna Brahmins in Krishna Leela. Krishna and Balaram were very hungry. So they requested Sridham Subal, hey, you go. And you, there's some Brahmins doing some Yajna nearby. Like yesterday, some Brahmins were doing a Yajna here. You please go ask them for something to eat. So the boys said, yes. So they went there. And actually, I'm not telling it correctly. The boys were hungry. And they approached Krishna and Balaram and asked them, you please, we're very hungry, can you do something? Krishna said, you should go ask the Vedic Brahmins. So they went there and they thought, oh, if we go and ask in our name, they won't give us. They'll say, you're very mischievous boys. You're always causing trouble. We're not going to give you anything. So they went and they asked in the name of Krishna and Balaram. And while they're asking, those Brahmins, they were pouring ghee in the fire. Idam Vishnave, Idam Namaha, Swaha. They're offering sacrifice on behalf of Vishnu. And those boys came there on behalf of Lord Vishnu. Krishna. And they all, please, dear sirs, Krishna and Balaram sent us. Can you please give us something to eat? We're very hungry. No, no, go away. Don't bother us right now. We're busy. Can't you see we're doing Yajna? And so then they went back feeling very depressed. And then Krishna told them, anyway, this is what happens when you beg. You may get refused. Well, we should remember that. Well, when we're going, trying to sell Srila Prabhupada's books, trying to collect some donations. That's what it means. That's part of the business. You may get some refusal. So Krishna told them, anyway, you go ask their wives. And the wives were in ecstasy. Oh, yes, yes. And they're having some quarrel. I'll give, no, I want to give more. And they were giving so many preparations. And the boys brought that for Krishna and Balaram. Later, when their husbands heard what had happened, they realized, what did we do? We made a great mistake. Dig janmanas trividyatad, dig bratam, dig bahugyatam, dig kulam, dig kriya daksham, vimukaye tvadhoksaje. And they said, to hell with our higher birth. To hell with our learning of Vedic literature. To hell with our performing sacrifice and our observing rules and regulations. To hell with our high birth. To hell with our expert service and doing all these rituals. To hell with it all. Because we got caught up in these things. And we neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected yat karoshi yat asnasi. He said, eho bhaya age kaha ar. This is also external. Can you say something more? And then Roy Ram, he told Mahaprabhu that the essence of everything is Swadharma Parityagya. to give up all types of dharma. So dharma tyaga esadyasar. He said the essence of everything is to give up your dharma. And he quoted a very important verse. Sarva dharmam parityagya mam ekam sharanam brajaham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma suchaha. You should give up everything, Krishna says in the Gita. In the Ramanuja Sampradaya, this verse is called the Charama Shloka, or most important verse of the Gita. So Roy Ramananda said this thing. Yes, we should surrender everything to Krishna. And what did Mahaprabhu say? Eho bhaya. Age kaha ar. This is external. He didn't even accept it at all. How do we understand that? Srila Prabhupada comments on this. He says that sarva dharmam parityagya means sannyas. And this is something more than vanashrama charavatat, something more than yat kodoshi rashnasi. But he says still, he says this sannyas grants a position in the viraj, outside of the material world. He says, however, renunciation without any positive engagement is imperfect and cannot give the candidate the desired result of love of Godhead. The aim of Lord Chaitanya is to bring people to the spiritual world. Therefore, this suggestion of Ramananda, which does not take one within the boundary of Vaikuntha, was also rejected by the Lord. So then Ramananda Roy said, oh, we'll say something more. So he said a very important verse in the Gita again. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangsati Samasarveshu Bhuti Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. That we should come to the platform, the Brahma Bhuta platform, which is characterized Samasarveshu Bhuteshu by equality to everyone. And tolerance, equanimity with everything. And in that state, one can get pure devotional service. Very nice statement. But what was Mahaprabhu's reaction? Eho bhaya, age kahar. This is also external. How do we understand that? Srila Prabhupada says that in his following the same line as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in his purports to Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wrote a nice book about this conversation called Roy Ramananda. And Srila Prabhupada has followed his lead in there where he compares all these different suggestions by Roy Ramananda to different places, you know, different conceptions of the Lord. And the first is in the material world with the Virat Rup. The first two verses represent that. And the second verse is something more. It's a viraj. You've gotten outside of the material world. Sannyas is that thing. We should respect that. But it's not satisfying. So now he's giving something more. Brahmabhuta prasanatma. He's given some conception outside of the viraj. But Srila Prabhupada said it's also not a fully transcendental state of spiritual existence because it's Brahman. And you may say that madbhaktim, that it'll give some bhakti to Krishna, but you have no conception. If you're reading all these things on your own, you take these things out of Shastra, it's not enough. So Mahaprabhu also rejected that. Eho bhaya, age kaha ar. And then Ramananda Roy spoke a verse, the third verse from the 14th chapter of the 10th canto, which is spoken by Lord Brahma in his prayers. Gyane prayasam hudapashya namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam stane stita shutigatam danuvan manobir ye prayaso ajita jito pasi chaistri lokyam. He says, Gyane prayasam. Give up all types of gyan. Udapasya namanta eva. Prabhupada, in one lecture in Vrindavan, he said that this indicates Udapasya namanta eva means that one should offer obeisances with humility to the Lord. And jivanti sanmukaritam bhava diyavartam. Very, very important. Give up gyan prayas. By giving this verse, which Mahaprabhu's reaction to was different, he said, Ehoya. Oh, this is nice. This is the first thing that he accepted. Everything else before, Ehobhaya. This is all external. It's not an anga of bhakti. Vanashram Dharma is not an anga of bhakti. Taking sannyas is not an anga of bhakti. It won't give you bhakti in and of itself. So he rejected those things. And he accepted this. Give up gyan. Meaning that all these previous things that you've spoken about, these are all speculation. Gyane prayasam. We need something solid. And what is that? Jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiyavartam. We want bhavadiyavartam. We want to go to the Govardhan retreat and hear Hari Katha from Sachinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu. That's bhavadiyavartam. Hari Katha. But we want jivanti sat mukaritam. Our life, tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam, is to hear not just from anyone. We don't want to hear from a speculator. Sat mukaritam. We want to hear from the lotus mouth of those satjanas, those persons who have realized it. We spoke about this yesterday. This is the nirag vakta Jiva Goswami speaks about in Bhakti Sandarbha, or the realized speaker. We want to hear from that person. And then, as we mentioned yesterday, a crisis may come. Well, then, what are we doing here? I'm not a niragvakta. I'm a saragvakta. I'm a speaker with material desires. And Jiva Goswami says, don't hear from him. Don't hear from Madhavananda. But we want to hear jivanti satmukaritam. We want to hear from the lotus mouths of those realized persons. So as we mentioned yesterday, it doesn't mean that we stop all the Bhagavatam classes in ISKCON and we interview the devotees. Excuse me, Prabhu. You're just visiting the temple. We were thinking maybe you should give class tomorrow, but before you give class, we have to ask you, are you a self-realized soul? Oh, you're not. Oh, I'm very sorry. Then you can't give class. Huh? It doesn't mean like that. But it means we should repeat Bahu Murtikam Murtikam Chimayinam Nanati Paikam Abhipretam. Krishna is one but becomes many. And Vishwanath comments Chinmayinam Nanati Paikam Abhipretam. That in the same way, when we hear from our Gurudev, then we repeat that kirtan that we're doing is another name for shravan, for hearing. Because we're repeating from that satmukh, from those personalities. And therefore it has some meaning. So we'll stop here. This Gyane Prayasam verse is like an ocean in and of itself. And there are many very deep commentaries written by our acharyas on this. Tomorrow, I was hoping to finish this subject today, but there's some very, very important things, some doubts which may come to us that we can't progress properly unless we cover these things. So tomorrow we'll say something more about this. We're still cutting the weeds. And this verse cuts all the weeds down. And we'll explain something about that. And we hope that we'll have time in this presentation to go on to some of the further things that Roy Ramananda says. And what is the special quality about these discussions that's different than other discussions with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other teachings about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And we'll ask this question. I hope we can explain to all of you. Why did Ramananda Roy faint? Very interesting thing. Something from our Guru Maharaj. Shri Prem Purushottam Satchinandana Gaurahari Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Goprema-nandi Hari-Hari-Bho Vanchakopa-dirubhishtha Patasindu-bhivacha Patitanam Vavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo